Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
It's the second hour of Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. The Lucas Oil Studios. Thank you, Lucas Oil. Thank you, Lone Mart. And again, thank you, Continental Tires, for being a part of this. You've got your stat man, Scat, coming up. Driverless. What is the stat man? Driverless motorsports races or series? It's kind of
driverless cars. It's like giant RC cars, full-size RC cars.
Wow.
That they want to race. Yeah, they threw it out there, and they got a lot of response from people, but I kind of like the idea.
So that's coming up in your Statman Scat in about 20 minutes. And in moments, we're going to hear from Denzel Valentine. What? Yeah, exactly. Denzel Valentine. Crasher and I have been hanging out at Radio Row, what they call it, here in Houston, getting set for the Final Four. Well, the Final Four is no more. Now, of course, it's the Final Two with North Carolina and Villanova coming up on Monday night. But Crash and I have been hanging out here for 3 or 4 days interviewing some big-time current basketball stars, former basketball stars. In fact, last hour, if you missed it, Fred Schwalke, a student trainer, and Neville Shedd, big man from Texas Western. 50 years ago, they beat Coach Rupp's butt in the championship, the NCAA championship. And the significance was it's the first time that the starting lineup consisted of five black guys.
Yeah, they had a great tribute to them at halftime of the North Carolina game last night. It was really pretty moving with an intro by Barack Obama, and I'm sure they will do something again at tomorrow night's national championship game.
And Statman, that was a moment in sports that, of course, in I'm sure in your eyes, and I don't want to speak out of turn for you, but that really set the bar for a lot of discussion and really what you reflect on is some advancement in sports.
But the problem was it was 10 years after Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier. So
we don't have 6 weeks spend on this. But Statman, is there something in motorsports that you could relate to where a black man or black woman, it was significant with what they did in motorsports, significant, similar to what Texas Western did against Kentucky?
No. There's so few black men. There was one black team that Wendell Scott, who won what would be the equivalent of a cup race, a grand national race in NASCAR, but he won one race. It wasn't like he won a championship. This was more than a sports story for Texas Western, now University of Texas, El Paso. It was more than a sports story. It was a paradigm shift in the way culture thought of itself. And we've talked about the Kentucky Wildcats. One of those Kentucky Wildcats was Pat Riley, who coached the L.A. Lakers and the Miami Heat to championships. So it had an effect on him. He's talked about it in the past. A lot of the guys that played in that game, they recognized the significance of the game when it was played, and certainly after it was over. They all recognize that the sport's not going to be the same now. And much in the same way that USC went to Alabama and thumped Bryant. What was his first name? The Bear Bryant. Alabama thumped him. And a buddy of mine's cousin, Sam Dickerson, scored three touchdowns. I got to get me one of them. And it never was the same after that. And no, that hasn't happened in motor racing yet. Besides maybe the overall diversity, and we've talked about this before, the NHRA, Erica Ender Stevens, her championships in pro stock, maybe will open the door. But there's so many women and blacks. There's a Latino former driver, former champion, who's one of the faces of the sport now. So the NHRA is in a place, and you're thinking out loud, maybe some of the opportunities for people of color in the NHRA, for women in the NHRA have changed things, but by and large, no, there hasn't been a Texas Western in motorsports.
Yeah, the bottom line, you can't compare championships to championships unless that's exactly what you're talking about. So the only thing I think in motorsports that comes close, it would be Antron Brown, of course, winning championships in the, and I said plural, in the NHRA, Lewis Hamilton winning championships, plural, in Formula One, and James Bubba Stewart in Supercross, Motocross. So, yeah, I'm exactly with you. And it is good that the NHRA is so diversified, and I want to stick with the NHRA for just a second because probably the biggest news, I mean, NHRA, great race in Vegas this weekend, but the biggest news has to be that John Force is on Twitter.
Dun, dun, dun.
And Brittany and Courtney were taking videos of him yesterday trying to get out his first tweet. And it's just hysterical. Bottom line, the Twitterverse has completely changed. Even Chip Ganassi said something like, Katie, bar the door, Twitter will never be the same.
Well, we're going to get to Denzel Valentine in the second segment because I want to continue our discussion about this because Statman, it's significant, at least from my perspective, not necessarily from yours, it's significant for me that I didn't so much recognize Antron Brown as a black man, African-American, winning a significant champion in motorsports. I just recognized him as Antron Brown. I can understand that coming from your perspective, but that's how far we've come, many links to go, but just seeing what Antron Brown has done in the NHRA, outside of what, I mean, leave NASCAR out of it, leave IndyCar out of it, leave sports car, just what Antron
They don't Brown, have black champions, that's the bottom line.
Don't.
So you have to leave those two series out of it. Formula One, Supercross, Motocross, and NHRA are the only ones.
And
let me cut you off for a minute, Ken. Antron getting two championships in, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
Erica getting two consecutive championships, James Stewart winning championships. It might be what Texas Western did was change the whole sport. And after that, the sport couldn't be played the same way.
Ah, I like this. Yeah, I see where you're going.
But
all sports.
Antron winning a championship was Antron winning a championship through his own brilliance. Same with James Stewart, same with Erica Stevens. Same with Angel Sampe, all the ones who have won, but it hasn't rolled out to where every team, you don't have black fields, you don't have five starting guys, and like it used to be, it's still the brilliance of one person. People may be more open to having people of color drive their cars in drag racing than before, but it wasn't like it completely changed the sport and the way the sport looks. And that's what Texas Western did.
Yeah, and you look at the significance, and that's another story with USC beating the bejesus out of Alabama. Literally, the color of sports, those are two seminal moments that help change the color of that sport. And from a black man's perspective, what did that do for you, Statman, in not just a significant confidence, but what did that do for you, your community, people that you lived with, your family? What was the discussion?
When we all came out of that house, I told you that we were watching in a buddy's den. When we all walked out of the house, there was smiling, there was high fives, there was, we felt better about ourselves, and we took some of the discussion out of the conversation that five black guys couldn't do well in major league sports, major league college sports. Sounds crazy to say that now, but that was a feeling at that time. And that just took the discussion out of people's mouths. They had other reasons, but they took that discussion out of their mouth and said, all right, we won a championship. What are you going to say now?
What did the country do? How did news report it? Did they take it from an angle of this was such a barrier breaker?
Yeah, people were pointing to it and saying that it was, because Adolf Rupp was not the most liberal of guys. Kentucky wasn't the most liberal of places.
Really?
and so everything was pointing to this, wasn't as big as the Final Four is now, but it was still a big thing. So when Texas Western won, a lot of people had to say, wow, what are we going to do now? How are we going to keep them down on the farm once they've tasted Perry?
Oh, no.
That sort of came out. But, yeah, I mean, that was the feeling at the time. That wow. Same way that Bear Bryant was saying, all right, how am I going to – and he kind of knew. And in reality, he kind of knew that I'm going to have to find a way to integrate this program in order to stay successful. But it wasn't until SC beat him pretty bad that he finally turned to everybody and said, look, I don't care what you want to do, but if you want me to win, we've got to bring some other athletes into this program. So basketball kind of said the same thing. If you want to win, we're going to have to do something different, because everybody who brings these athletes in are going to have a chance to win. And if you want me to win, I got to be able to compete with them.
Statman, in an interview with Fred Schwacke and Neville Shedd from Texas Western, Neville Shedd did bring that up. I brought it up about Riley, and he said that Riley and I think his name was Louis Dampier with Kentucky were the only two dudes that came over and shook their hands. They realized the significance of what happened and congratulated them on the only two guys. And also in the interview, Neville Shedd said people asked him to this day, Neville, why didn't you go over to the Kentucky team, or why didn't you go into the Kentucky locker room and, you know, say congratulations or just say good game of sorts? He says, frankly, I may not be alive if I did that.
It was the tensions of the time. Again, unless you lived it or are live at that time, you don't understand how different America was, and American sports was so different, especially collegiate sports. There was some difference on the professional level with Jackie Robinson, a very good friend of the family, Bill Willis, who helped integrate the NFL. It was a different time in professional sports versus collegiate sports. And with this win, and it was only 50 years ago, people. Yeah. It wasn't in the middle of the Civil War. It wasn't at the turn of the previous century. It was only 50 years ago, and there's hundreds of millions of people alive now who were alive then and experienced life in a very different world. And it changed after that win by Texas Western.
Something else that he shared with me, and I think it's documented. He shared with me off mic. I'm talking about Neville Shedd, big man with Texas Western. I told him I'm from Dallas, and it wasn't a slowly I turn moment, but just there's some things, of course, about everybody's state you're not proud of, and I'm not proud about a team that I are very close to worshiping. I'm talking about Texas Longhorns. It took them ages to freaking integrate African Americans into their football program, but there was an instance where Texas Western played good old Methodist, Southern Methodist University, SMU in Dallas, and Neville said this. He said, coach told him that there has been a threat on the lives of the players. He says, if you ends show up, we're going to make sure you don't play in the game. Oh. This is some dude from Southern Methodist University.
Oh, my God.
And a funny story, of course, Coach Haskins was the coach that he said, Neville said, Coach Haskins had to put his arm around Neville saying, dude, stop moving around during the timeouts. He said, why are you keep moving around? He said, Coach, you said there might be somebody up there with a gun. I got to keep moving. If they're going to take me out, I'm going to keep moving.
Aww. I mean,
just wow. Instances like that are just utterly incomprehensible for me, Statman.
You can't understand until one small thing. It wasn't national by any stretch of the imagination, but when I was a senior in high school, we had four black guys and one white guy who played on the basketball team. And early in the season, we played, it was during the holidays, we went to some small school somewhere, I don't remember, But I do remember hearing the guys on the other team were giving Jeff such a bad time all during the game. And it was just some ugly stuff that they were saying. And we were – it was a close game. We pulled it out at the end and won. But before we won the game, we had to pull guys off of Jeff. There was a big fight at, right on the floor when they were after him. And why are you playing with those guys? And you know, all sorts of things that we can't say. But, I mean, unless you live through that, you don't understand, you know, people calling you names, people – threatening you, people getting in your face and saying, what are you doing here? You know, I got right here in the city that I live in here in Southern California. If I go for a walk in the morning, there'll be people crossing the street to the other side. So it's not like a lot of – certainly a lot of things have changed, but it hasn't all changed. And it's very real in America today.
Significant, Reek Nation. If you missed that interview with Texas Western player Neville Shedd and student trainer, dude's got some fantastic stories. Fred Schrocki, last hour, you go to our website, speedfreaks.tv. We'll have it up there for you tomorrow morning. Coming up in moments, you got your stat man, Scat. And next, his name, don't you even think about calling him Denzel Washington.
Even though that's how he got his name.
Yeah, Denzel Valentine. Out of Michigan State, going pro. And he's not one of those one-and-dones. Dude spent 4 years playing big-time, big-boy basketball in college for Michigan State. We caught up with him as Crasher and I are in Houston for the Final Four, now the championship tomorrow night, Denzel Valentine. And we catch up with Mark Polansky, 1,000 hours in space. Yes, an astronaut. More Freaks coming up, Lucas Oil Studios, Speed Freaks Pits.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's a stat man.
To provide guidance to mankind.
I rarely comment on articles I read on websites, but that's what I did this week after reading a report on driverless motorsports competition. That's right, full-size remote-control cars competing against one another. For some reason, the idea appeals to me. Current motor racing is cluttered with humans who want to sell me something like jeans or beer instead of advancing the technology of the automobile. And worse, those humans bleat and blather for participant ribbons given for class wins or showing up to fill fields, then park the car. I like the idea of something that will further technology and might wind up in my driveway or computer one day. The idea sounds more than worthy. We're living in an age where college athletic scholarships and championships are being awarded for gaming and simulated competition. Is it that big a step to consider simulated racing, where we might learn something and advance technology that might make our lives better, more efficient, and less expensive in the future? Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Nature's corn. A renewable resource that feeds the planet and creates ethanol. But gasoline enhanced with ethanol can separate while sitting, causing corrosive deposits from moisture to form in your engine's vital systems. Lucas Oil Safeguard is uniquely formulated to protect and clean your engine's fuel system against the negative effects of ethanol while improving performance. Whether used in your automobile, boat, or RV, be engine safe with Lucas Oil Safeguard.
Look, we all mess up, whether it's getting behind on your bills, wrecking your credit, or you have an accident, and now you're looking for some help. You know that second chance? That's what Loan Mart does. They help people get that second chance by using the value of their paid-off or almost paid-off vehicle. So if you're in need of some fast cash, 1-800-LOAN-MART can get you $2,600 to $50,000 today, regardless of your credit score. And the best part, you get to keep and drive your car. Get your fresh start at Loan Mart. 1-800-LONE-MART.
1-800-LONE-MART.
April 9th at Lucas Oil Stadium. Ryan Dungey looks to repeat as champion as James Stewart makes his Indianapolis Supercross return. Don't miss what happens next. Monster Energy AMA Supercross and FIM World Championship. Featuring Toyota, the official vehicle of Supercross. See top riders fight into the finish line, including Eli Tomac, Cole Seeley, Ken Roczen, Trey Kennard, James Stewart, Chad Reed, and reigning Supercross champion Ryan Dungey. A limited number of Friday tickets are just $10. Plus, we invite you to wear your retro gear to the race, as the riders will be decked out in their own retro gear. So don't wait. Get tickets at the box office, Ticketmaster outlets, participating Yamaha dealers. Charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply plus $3 facility fee. Witness all the action unfold live when Monster Energy Supercross returns. April 9th at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to jerrymathers66.com for your free video. That's jerrymathers66.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to jerrymathers66.com now.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
With Speed Freaks from the Lucas Oil Studios and Speed Freaks Pits on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. The website, speedfreaks.tv. You're following us on Twitter and on Facebook. Crash and I have been hanging out for the last 4 or 5 days from Radio Row for the Final Four here in Houston, featuring some Final Four former stars, dudes that are moving on to the NBA, and one including Denzel Valentine. Spent 4 years at Michigan State, and it's just a big disappointment for him and the team and Michigan State fans not making it to the finals, getting beat early on in the March Madness tour, so to speak. But Crash and I had a chance to catch up with Denzel. He joins us now in Speed Freaks Pits in Lucas Oil Studios. How many people came up to you and said, "You son of a gun, you cost me my bracket"?
Oh, I've heard it all weekend. I've heard it ever since we lost. So go ahead and say it if you want.
Denzel, you son of a gun, you cost me my bracket, man.
I did have you guys winning the whole thing, too.
Oh, really?
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah. I did, too.
I had him in my final four, but I had the other three. So you guys should have just done lot better. Don't let them get you down, ooh. Denzel. You're more upset. Believe me, you were probably more upset over the loss than these two dopes.
But that is true. That is true.
There is one thing I do remember from that game was your face. You were you were more than shocked. It was like, we just lost this game.
Yeah. I still can't believe it. Like, it's crazy. Like, walking off the court, it was just, like, so, like, fake. Like, is this, like, a bad dream or something? Like, it's crazy. But, you know, credit to them. They had a heck of a game plan. They were ready to play. And, you know, if everybody's predicting, you know, the team you're playing to win the national championship and this and that, and they're just counting you out, you know, wouldn't you be ready to play? So they were pumped up, ready to play, and they came out and had a heck of a game.
Outside looking in, let's say Denzel 5 years down the road, aren't those the kind of games that you love, though?
Yeah. I mean, that's what college basketball is all about. That's why it's March Madness, because it's crazy and, you know, things get hectic. But you know, they had a heck of a game, like I said, and you can't knock them.
Were you able to put it in perspective, though, that you had a great career? Have you been able to do that yet?
No, I haven't, you know, because everything is still going on right now and it's still college basketball going on. But, you know, once the season's over, I'll sit back and reflect and you know, kind of unwind a little bit.
But I don't think so.
Even right now, you're doing the rounds here because of your hardware this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting, yeah, but, you know, I'd rather be playing in here and – you know, I wanted to win a national championship. That was my goal from the start. But, you know, I'm blessed and honored to be here and you know, be up for the Naismith Player of the Year and things like that. So I'm definitely not walking around here with my head down. You know, I had a heck of a career, like you guys said. But obviously I want to be down here playing.
I don't know how you say you're going to relax. You got to get ready for an NBA draft in June. And we're looking at the Phoenix Suns potentially have two picks in the first round. I think you'd look good in purple and orange.
Hey. You know, Phoenix is a great area. I've been there one time, I think, when I was little. Took a trip out there, and the weather was beautiful. And, you know, it's better than Michigan. Yeah, better than East Lansing, I'll tell you.
Well, hold on a second. I was about to say, but wouldn't you say that about Michigan and Cleveland? Because you don't want to start talking bad about other cities. You might end up there, dude.
Detroit's
nice this time of year, isn't it?
Detroit's nice, but, you know, the weather. I don't know about the weather. But I mean, like you said, I'll play anywhere, though. I just want to win.
Are there thoughts that you've given to – do you lay back in your bed with your hands behind your head and go, see, Orlando, okay, Charlotte, okay, the positives of these cities that you could possibly play in?
I mean, like you said, I mean, you can't – I can't pick where I'm going, you know. It's draft for a reason, so I can't pick where I'm going, but at the same time, you know, it'd be cool to go somewhere warm and nice, but at the end of the day, I don't pick where I go. So,
but what matters most? Because let's face it, you're going to be in the gym a lot. You're going to be on the court a lot. What matters most? Restaurants, hot chicks, or weather?
Do I have to pick out of the three?
Yeah.
Or maybe put them in order.
Phoenix is a triple threat, though. They have all of those things.
Chicks is last because I have a girlfriend.
Ah, there you go. But attaboy.
But weather is probably first, and second is restaurants.
So
but I love food, though. Oh, I love food, though.
What kind?
I love food.
What's your favorite?
I love steak. I love chicken. I'm a protein type of guy, but I also love pasta, too, though. I love everything, pretty much. I just like eating.
He is like an Ish Smith. We used to have Ish Smith come in our studio all the time. He loved himself some... What were those sandwiches?
Pot belly sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, pot belly sandwiches is good. Yeah, we used to get those for training table.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
See? Okay. I'm sensing some Phoenix ties now.
Okay.
Yeah. Pot belly. Right. We'll get you going. Hey, a lot of good pasta.
Tell us something about Tom Izzo that we don't know.
Oh.
Come on. Dig deep.
I mean, he's really caring. You know, I think that's one thing about him that makes him so special and unique as far as coaches, because it kind of came out the last game, you know, when we lost. You know, he's so thankful and everything. Like, I didn't even know he felt that way because he's always so intense and things like that. But he's caring, though. He'll say this and that to you during the game, but 2 hours later when you're laying in bed at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, he'll call you and explain why he yelled at you. You know what you need to get better at and try to work things out. And that's something about Coach that I love, that, you know, two o'clock in the morning, you're up, you can text him, he'll text back. You know, he's great
at it.
I don't think he sleeps, to be honest. And that's one thing about Coach that I love too. He's so driven. He's, you know, after, you know, we'll win and he'll be thinking about the next thing. And that's really, I've really took that from his personality, is never be satisfied and always want more and more and more. And then, you know, I think that's why he's so successful.
Hey, you as a player, you're kind of a Swiss Army knife. You can do it all. You can pass, you can score, you can defend. And I see a former Michigan State Spartan like that who's in the NBA now, Draymond Green. I was able to watch him when he played at Michigan State in the Elite Eight. Is that something that Izzo wants from his players, or is that something you've always been? You've always been a guy that's been able to do all those things.
It's something I've always been. I think that coach has put me in a great position to do that and not take away from my game. But it's just something I've always done. I'll just go out there and just play, and that what happens, happens. Like, I don't really focus on, like, all right, well, I'm about to go out here and pass. I'm about to go out here and rebound or score. I mean, I just kind of work out my game so I stay confident in every area, and then I just go out there and play, and whatever happens, happens.
Does it frustrate you that the fact that you were a senior kind of handicaps you going into the draft, which is crazy to say, but it is? I mean, most of these guys are coming out and they're one and done, and they like the idea. Most NBA franchises like the idea that these guys are young, 18, and you, what, 22, 23?
22.
And they're oh, he's old.
I mean, at the end of the day, I can control what I can control. I mean, however they feel. I mean, if they like the younger guy, athletic guy, this and that, I don't care. I really don't care. As long as I get drafted, and I'm going to go to a team and try my best and work hard and try to win. And I really don't care where I go, who I'm up against. I'm just going there to compete and win.
AP Player of the Year Denzel Valentine joins us. Why did you stay?
Stay where?
The full
in
four
college.
Years.
Oh,
four
okay.
Years.
Last year I had a chance to make that next jump to the league, but I don't think I was quite ready. I'm glad I stayed 4 years. I'm matured.
It's refreshing to see a player stay four years.
And I'm getting my degree. Like, that's really underrated. You know, education is key. You know, I've got so many great connections with people throughout Michigan State. I've had an amazing time at Michigan State. The relationships I've built, you know, the fans, everything that goes into Michigan State, staying 4 years has been a blessing for me, and I'm glad I stayed 4 years.
You talk about relationships. I read somewhere where you and Buddy Hield are actually pretty good buddies, aren't you?
Yeah, we're not like best of friends, but we text from time to time.
Yeah.
I got him on Snapchat and this and that, and so we're pretty cool. But I'm not going to sit here and say we're best friends, but he's cool.
Denzel Valentine, your Michigan State Spartans, of course, leaving for the NBA, well, after 4 years. Is there a bro code at Michigan State?
Is there a bro code?
A bro code. And I'm getting back to Swaggy P and D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah. Oh, you bringing up that, huh?
Well, yeah, you just keep things in the walls of your locker room.
Yeah, it's definitely a bro code. And, you know, I'm not going to comment on that. Because I know D'Angelo. He's a good guy. But
I mean, you're older than D'Angelo Russell. He's 19 years old. He made a mistake.
I think that's he made a mistake. And I mean, everybody makes mistakes, and he's just getting so much crap for it. But he's a good guy, though. But
we've heard that many times this week.
He's a good guy. He's a great guy. He's young, and
he's 20,
and that's something about staying in college is good for you, because I mean, he's 19. You're out in L.A. like you're TMZ like. Who at 19 is ready for that lifestyle, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have to be ready to go out there, especially in a place like L.A. It might be different if you're, like, in a place like, you know, Milwaukee or Utah, where it's different. But you're out in the major media market. You know, TMZ is following you. Everybody is always in your business. You really just got to watch what you're doing. And, you know, he made a mistake. He made an honest mistake, but he's a great guy. And no knock on D'Angelo.
Did Izzo teach that? Just keep your nose clean?
No, I mean, it just is what it is. It's bro code, man. Like you said.
Dude, you got a slow jams voice.
I have a pretty good singing voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Student athletes doing the national anthem tonight, so you could actually join them.
I might go out there and sing it. I might run out and just take the mic and steal the show.
Do you know some Iggy Azalea?
I know one song, that her hit song from last year. I forgot what it's called.
Fancy?
Yeah, Fancy. That's it.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Yeah. I don't know the words.
What gets you pumped up before games? Like, what would be the last tune you listen to when you head out of the locker room?
I got three.
Yeah?
Drake, Future, and Meek Mill. And I don't know if you guys are familiar
with
absolutely.
That.
But it's kind of... I'm kind of torn, though, because Drake and Meek Mill having the beef, so, like, I'm trying to pick sides, but at the same time...
That's still going on?
I mean, it hasn't died down. They didn't squash the beef, but I don't know. Like, I'll be trying to pick sides and this and that, but...
Drake was in the freaking Mickey Mouse Club, dude. Come on, why...
He was on a TV show.
What
you trying to say?
On the Disney Network, right?
What you trying to say?
There's a lot of talent that comes from the Mickey Mouse Club because wasn't what's her face?
No, I'm just
Justin
talking about
Bieber.
The guy has talent.
I know, but he actually
you're
such a badass. But he was on the you're on the Disney Channel.
Unbelievable.
It's where you get started. That's where a lot of people get started.
I'm a badass. I was on the Disney Channel, baby.
Britney Spears was Disney Channel.
Well, she's not a badass.
Oh, she's talented.
See, that's why they call us the freaks. Are you named after Denzel Washington?
Yeah. Yep. Denzel Washington. That's my dad's favorite
badass,
actor.
Badass. Ooh, that's cool.
He was mistaken.
Have you guys seen Training Day?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That movie is amazing.
When they announced the All-Americans, one publication actually said that Denzel Washington was an All-American. Did you see that? Did you get frustrated with that?
I mean, I get Denzel Washington every day. So I'm used to it.
Has anybody in this room called you Denzel Washington?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, good on that.
But you got an actor's name, Denzel Valentine.
I was with Shaq. I judged the high school dunk contest, the All American. It was at Dawson High School, and Shaq was giving me crap about my name. He was saying, I was like, he's like, Denzel Valentine. If I had a name like you, I'd get all the girls. I'm like, come on, Shaq.
You're right.
You're an NBA Hall of Famer.
We're gonna let you get the hell out of here, dude. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
So we go from Denzel Valentine to a guy that goes about 25,000 miles an hour, an astronaut spending 1,000 hours in space. We're in Houston, Crasher. Why not?
There is no greater speed freak than astronauts.
I got to find out, man. You see when these guys get out of the shuttle or when they're back on land, how it looks like they're just so damn drunk. I wonder if he's got a cure for hangovers, for one. Does it feel like you've had like three or four fifths of gin when you get on the Earth and your head's spinning? His name is Mark Polansky, an astronaut. This dude is a speed freak. He joins us next, Speed Freak Spitz in Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Did you know today's engine technology requires a more consistent oil pressure for maximum performance? Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer is a brand new product designed to stand up to high RPMs and temperatures of today's new car engines, raise and stabilize oil pressure for smoother idling and improved performance, reduce engine noise, and provide maximum protection. Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer. Light enough for an import, tough enough for a semi.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance. And that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits at #Grabber. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
Look, we all mess up, whether it's getting behind on your bills, wrecking your credit, or you have an accident, and now you're looking for some help. You know that second chance? That's what LoanMart does. They help people get that second chance by using the value of their paid-off or almost paid-off vehicle. So if you're in need of some fast cash, 1-800-LoanMart can get you $2,600 to $50,000 today, regardless of your credit score. And the best part, you get to keep and drive your car. Get your fresh start at Loan Mart. 1-800-LOAN-MART.
1-800-LOAN-MART.
April 9th at Lucas Oil Stadium. Ryan Tunchy looks to repeat as champion as James Stewart makes his Indianapolis Supercross return. Don't miss what happens next. Monster Energy AMA Supercross and FIM World Championship. Featuring Toyota, the official vehicle of Supercross. See top riders fight into the finish line, including Eli Tomac, Cole Seeley, Ken Roczen, Trey Kennard, James Stewart, Chad Reed, and reigning Supercross champion Ryan Dungey. A limited number of try-day tickets are just $10. Plus, we invite you to wear your retro gear to the race, as the riders will be decked out in their own retro gear. So don't wait. Get tickets at the box office, Ticketmaster outlets, participating Yamaha dealers. Charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply plus $3 facility fee. Witness all the action unfold live when Monster Energy Supercross returns. April 9th at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Lonely eyes in your motorcycle boots.
tattooed heart and your jet black hair rolling around like you don't.
You're back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. We have featured a number of former basketball stars here in the Speed Freaks pits, had some conversation in regards to the IndyCar race. The significant Crasher, I'm going to say it was a win-win for the IndyCar race at Phoenix International Raceway. There wasn't full stands. They were looking between 15 and 25,000 to show up.
Right. I think 25 is being a little generous. About 17,000 is the report that I heard straight from people at the track. I know Kurt Cavan reported 15,000, but yes, the goal was to try to get 20,000 there, but overall, when you're going up against the NCAA Final Four, your first night race back in a city where you really only announced that you were coming back a couple of months ago, yes, I think overall it was a win-win. Now let's figure out the aero packages to get some better racing for next year. First time out, good job.
Statman, you watched it from your TV set. What did you think? What did you think?
I thought the racing was pretty good. After watching the practice and qualifying the day before, to get a race that was as good as it was, I thought was miraculous. It showed the ability of these drivers to keep things in control. But I think that they need to do something to get that the technology figured out. In particular, before they get to Indy next month, they need to have this out of the way so that the drivers don't have to worry about all the insanity of downforce, no downforce, and did the cars flying like they did last year.
Kyle Busch gets his first win, and he gets his second win at Martinsville, surprising to a lot of folks who had no idea about that. Kyle Busch wins the truck race, then he runs the Sprint Cup race, wins the Sprint Cup race this afternoon at Martinsville. A.J. Allmendinger grabs him a two spot. Good to see him finishing up front. And again, you miss any of the show, you go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. We're going to finish this thing off with a dude that likes to go fast, likes to go real, real fast. Crasher and I had a chance to catch up with him. His name is Mark Polansky. It may not ring a bell to you, but if you're a space nerd, you know exactly who this dude is. Kind of give you an idea of what this guy's done. 7,000 hours in more than 30 different aircraft.
Crazy.
And 1,000 hours in space. What the hell are you thinking?
Good question. You know, everybody's got to get their kick some way, right?
Right.
It was always a passion of mine to want to go ahead and explore space and do things, from watching the early Americans go into space and the whole lunar program through Apollo. And when I was a freshman in college, I got to meet an astronaut who had walked on the moon, Gene Cernan, the last man to walk on the moon. He was a Purdue grad, and I'll give a shout out to my former university, and that got me thinking. There you go. I know. But it really inspired me and got me thinking about this, and set me down a path to get to where I got.
Okay, you say that was your freshman year?
That was my freshman year in school.
Were you into aeronautical engineering before that, or was that?
I actually was not. Uh-huh. I thought engineers drove trains. And so when I went to school, I actually went there as a physics major. And I discovered to my regret, that I like physics. Physics didn't like me. But while I was there, I just happened to be at Purdue, which was a great engineering school. And I had a couple of friends in the dorm, and they got me thinking about that. And make a long story short, I wound up going into aero. I loved it. And things just took off from there.
And yes, I got to give Purdue some props here, because you are the university that graduates the most astronauts in the country.
We have a lot, and certainly we claim the first and last to walk on the moon, Neil Armstrong, Gene Cernan, as well as a host of others.
Gus Grissom.
There you go. Well, to be even mentioned in that company is pretty humbling.
Do they have 1,000 hours in space, though?
I bet they do. Don't.
Yeah, exactly.
But going to the moon's probably a little different from where I went, which is about 200 miles up.
Wow. Arizona State grads usually just like to get high.
Way different kind of high.
Yeah, I mean, different high. Different high than what Purdue grads like to do. But I got to ask you, when you're up there in space, what's the one thing, or I'm sure there are a couple things that come to mind that you don't think about that you start to miss from being on Earth?
You know, honestly, when I was going up there, my missions were just so jam-packed. I was doing high-altitude construction. We were building a space station.
Sounds
and
simple.
So it was.
Yeah.
But my missions, we were generally docked to a space station for roughly 10 days. And so every minute of the schedule was packed with an activity to where you didn't have a lot of time to think about all the things that you missed.
Not a lot of downtime and space.
Now, but it's different now. Now we have people that live there and work there for 6 months. We just had an astronaut, Scott Kelly.
Scott Kelly.
Brother. Wrong twin.
Right.
Scott just came back from just about a year mission, about 340-odd days.
Gosh.
So there, I think you have a little more time. And we always, in sports parlance, called it the difference between a sprint and a marathon.
We had Clay Anderson in yesterday, and we talked to him about a number of things, including when he got back to Earth. I said, is it like drinking several pints or several fifths of, like, Mad Dog or Thunderbird when you get, because you're just so, your head's spinning, and you're not used to the Earth's gravity once you get on it?
I tell you what, it's a little difficult. It was literally having to almost pick my legs up to get them off of the console so I could stand up, and then you had to be really careful. The biggest things were they didn't let me handle anything breakable because I'd probably just try and float them to you and they'd come crashing down. And if I was walking quickly down a hallway and was needed to make a turn around a corner, something that you don't even think about, I'd probably run into the wall because somehow I couldn't corner. It was just amazing, some little things. And generally speaking, rightfully so, they advised we not drive motorized vehicles for a few weeks.
A few weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's just a little bit of your, you know, of your senses, your balance and everything that's just a tad off, and it just takes a bit of time to get used to it again.
Man.
I'm not a politician, and there are a lot of politicians out there that I'm not very fond of. But
Nobody mistakes you for a politician.
Yeah,
thank you.
No.
But a cat that's been in your position who is an integral part of the space program, give me the reason why we should not take money from the space program. What are some things out there that maybe I experience every day that have been developed from our space programs over the last decade?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you a couple things. You know, even before I get to that, you know, there's this misperception that we waste money by throwing money into space. There's not a dollar that goes into space. I mean, everything that flies, every piece of equipment, it's manufactured, and that means somebody's got a job to do that. So the money goes to jobs. There's a lot of technological jobs that this nation needs to go ahead and continue to be a leader in what we do in technology. And so without the space program, a lot of that stuff dries up, for starters. Now, if you take a look at a lot of the things that we do, I mean, we conduct cutting-edge research in what we call a microgravity environment to where we can look at things in a manner that you can't simulate on the ground because you just can't take gravity away for long periods of time. We just mentioned Scott Kelly. He's up there for a year. We learn a lot about the human body, and we could use healthy people in space as an analog for people on the Earth that maybe aren't so healthy. So we have osteoporosis. You know, a large segment of the population, especially for women, deal with, you know, bone disorder in the back. And we have the unfortunate incidents from space of having loss of bone density. So we can learn from healthy people and hopefully help treat those on the ground who have those kind of afflictions. And that's just one example, as well as technologies in manufacturing and learning about the human body so we can explore the solar system further. So there's just a lot of benefits.
Have you found a cure for my hangover?
You know, working on it, working on it.
Freak Nation, follow him on Twitter at Astro_127. Astro_127. Astronaut Mark Polansky joining the Freaks. Good luck to you, man.
Thanks. I really appreciate it, guys.
And on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Speedfreak.tv, of course, is the website. Love that interview with the Texas Western gang. 50 years ago, they beat Kentucky. Five black dudes on a court beating five white dudes on a court. The significance of that play was, man, it's legendous. For Crasher, Triple F, Jerry in San Francisco, Stat Man, let's shoot the juice to the moose. And what's that?
Cut it loose.
Yep.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
April 9th at Lucas Oil Stadium. Ryan Tunchy looks to repeat as champion as James Stewart makes his Indianapolis Supercross return. Don't miss what happens next. Monster Energy AMA Supercross and FIM World Championship. Featuring Toyota, the official vehicle of Supercross. See top riders fight into the finish line, including Eli Tomac, Cole Seeley, King Roxon, Trey Kennard, James Stewart, Chad Reed, and reigning Supercross champion Ryan Tunchy. limited number of Tri-Day tickets are just $10. Plus, we invite you to wear your retro gear to the race, as the riders will be decked out in their own retro gear. So don't wait. Get tickets at the box office, Ticketmaster outlets, participating Yamaha dealers. Charge by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply plus $3 facility fee. Witness all the action unfold live when Monster Energy Supercross returns. April 9th at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyTee.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyTee. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to jerrymathers66.com for your free video. That's jerrymathers66.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to jerrymathers66.com now.
You are listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.